Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Something that I've been processing a bit is essentially this whole concept of figuring out what's the best next step. As somebody who is often ambitious, you know, if you pan around the room, you will see whiteboards and things written on walls, skills, and all kinds of stuff of various actions that I want to accomplish in life. So whether it is within my own business of defining my services or with the nonprofits that I'm part of and the boards, creating strategies and events and helping gather people together, creating equitable strategies and building teams that are related to help equate and create workplaces where everybody belongs to thrive. So just even my own endeavors of content creation, the types of videos, things I want to create. I often have been in a position where I'm thinking so far ahead. Like I'm thinking of all 2024. What is the ultimate scaffolding building that I can build and create that is centered on one of these pillars that I'm trying to be a part of? But I've noticed that sometimes thinking so big and so far ahead can create stifle, right? Or some sort of a stalling out, because I get so overwhelmed thinking of how to accomplish the biggest thing. Like, how do I think 12 steps ahead, make sure that I have a plan for each of those steps in case something goes wrong, I have a backup plan, and so on and so forth. If we overwhelm ourselves with so many steps and actions, we won't move. We will get so bogged down with the details, so bogged down with the complexities that our feet will be stuck in quicksand, as an example. So I'm trying to get in a position, the thought of thinking about what's the best next step. So I can have this grand vision, but what's the best next step that's going to lead to that? What's the 1% that's going to be moving into that particular direction, but it's not the 90th percent or whatever, because every day is a small action that we can take to move towards that particular direction. And so if it's, you know, if we want to receive a grant that has potentials of $25,000, right? The best next step probably would be defining what that grant could be used for, or even just writing the grant itself, right? Documenting the specific actions or taxes, or even reading through and understanding what it means. Because that information in detail can help determine what the best next step is from there. And then the best next step is from that point, right? I kind of wrote down here that, you know, if I'm struggling to take action in the first place, trying to picture the biggest thing or the biggest goal could be stifling in my growth. But if I just focus on the best next step, it would just help me, give me a sense of direction to move forward. I will hope that you all, you know, in the new year, you're thinking about your New Year resolutions, or you're thinking about all the things that you want to accomplish in life, that if you are a person that loves and thrives and would like that level of put your head in that kind of space, then great, go for it. If it works for you, it works for you. For those that it doesn't work for, right, being able to utilize the best next step process and theory to help keep you on your path and not to overwhelm you and not try to do too much or get so bogged down with all the things that need to get done. The best next step concept can give you just a little bit of momentum and help sustain your momentum that your goal that you're striving towards. So here's another example. If I have a goal, so let's say to grow my YouTube channel, we've got like maybe 90 subscribers, if you will, and I want to grow it to, I don't know, 200 by June. Right. There are many different ways I can, but the best next step essentially could be recording a video. Another best next step is to define what type of content that I want to create that would attract the people that I want to speak to. So if I am looking to help build next generation leaders or help provide equitable strategies to executive leaders, or even just those who are looking for self-development and developing their own sense of leadership themselves, creating content that is geared towards that, that gives them and equips them to the right tools and next steps and attracts people to come to the channel. But just defining what type of content I want to create is the best next step. And that could be easily be done. So the way that after that is okay. Now that I define the type of content I want to create and who I want to speak to, then it's make the content, right? Be the content and make it happen. Being solely focused on the inputs more than the outputs and the outcomes, because those can come once you define what the inputs are going to be. And that's what I can focus on. I can focus on my inputs. I can focus on the work and the efforts and the attitude that I put into the work. That desired outcome hopefully will be there. And there will be indicators and measurements that can help decide if I'm on the right track or not. But the amount of videos that I put up, the amount of ways that I make connections, the amount of times I say, like, follow, subscribe on all social media platforms, you know, like things like that. The track tactics to lead to that end goal of 200 subscribers. The best next step I can do is to find the inputs that will help me get to that point, because I can control those. I can control my next best step. I can't control the outcome. I can't control what will happen, the output of the desired outcome. I can control the next step that I'm looking to create in the inputs. So that is something that I'm processing, and would ask you, what are some of the ways that you're reflecting as well of your next best steps? How can that tactic help give you the momentum needed to stay on the path and direction of your goals, or be able to pivot and change directions in a way that is not so bogged down and can be light on your feet, right? And move to that direction that's going to be beneficial for where you're trying to get to. And tell me what your goal is and your next best step is in the comments, and I would love to just encourage you all in that journey. And let me know what you think about this. Let me know what position should I be sitting in. That's the question, right? Should I be, you know, sitting like this, you know, get the glasses, get the vest, get the blazer. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, let me know what your next best step is. And we'll continue to have these weekly reflections on podcasts. Peace.